Kids Table, founder of Money Savvy Generation, Susan Beecham, is here. How are you?
I am well.
Okay, so today I thought we would talk about your favorite money apps, apps that we could get the kids excited about learning, about money. But first we asked the kids, if they were to design a money app, what would it be like?
Maybe a way for kids or teenagers to learn how to manage their money or document what they're saving and spending. Maybe that could be a good idea.
And like it shorts your money and it won't be like all mixed up and you're like, It will be like all sorted. And then it will say on the bottom ones in a group and then it will say how many ones.
Oh.
So then you don't have to get all mixed up of this and it doesn't it feels awful. You don't have to get a headache or something. I think that's a really good idea.
I would do a virtual credit card for kids so that they can learn what it's like to have a credit card and need to pay some kind of sort of taxes like that sort of thing.
There's the creative side of our kids. What do you say? Do you have some go-to money apps?
I'm a big believer. First of all, I need to state my platform. I'm a big believer in hands-on when kids are young, because I'm going to remind everybody, money is abstract. So if you want your child when they're young, and I'm not saying, they say up until age 21, kids don't really instinctively wrap their heads easily around abstract concepts, and money is
up
abstract.
Until 21.
I know, which makes everybody who giving a teen a car and sending their kids off to college with credit cards, they should pause and think, okay, so where is my child developmentally? How can they understand abstract concepts? But you can cure this by working with them in a concrete way. So when they're very young, giving them a hands-on tool like a piggy bank, or making sure that they use pencil and paper. This is easy to draw a picture of a goal or write down what their budget is. Mm-hmm. So if you do these fundamental, foundational steps first, then I'm all for moving into the reality of our world today, which is online. I mean, you cannot avoid it. It is what your kids will be doing. It's what they're doing now with their apps. So first set the foundation of concrete learning with pencil and paper and piggy banks and concrete tools, then move them into this new world. So don't jump into the app because it looks like it's the best solution, because it's not. One app I love was started by Bill Dwight, and it's called FamZoo, FAMZOO.
Okay.
I love this app because it's not just a spending app. It's not a debit card, how to use a debit card. It is a family money management system. So it's kind of like a private online banking, family banking system. You set the rules, you teach your kids how to save, spend, and donate, and you're the banker and the kids are the customers. I love that because it engages the parents. So it's not something you just send your child off to and then they come back to you for funding.
Is this real money or is this just an app?
It's real money. Take a look at FamZoo. Busy Kid is another app I like because it's a chore app and it starts your child understanding that they're exchanging their time for money. Much younger, but a good app. And then I think the mint.org can be beat. I think it's a fundamental app for kids that are high school and older. Even middle school kids can get a lot of information from there. And again, that app starts to introduce your child to structure. So budgeting and other tools. So those are the apps that I would look at. If you want an app that's fun, we invented Savings Spree, which is, kind of a get the joke, saving, not spending spree. Anyway, Savings Spree, we developed this because it's a passback app. So when you want to give your child your phone to keep them occupied. We wanted them to learn something. And Saving Spree teaches your child how to save, spend, donate, and invest. We worked on it in partnership with a dad of three boys. And it's brilliant. I mean, I really think it is fun, and yet it fundamentally teaches choice. And it gets them to repeat over and over the important save, spend, donate, and invest choices. And it helps them experience the consequences of those choices, which is a real important point.
Yeah. I think it is important, though, to somehow get them, because a lot of their apps are mindless apps, or they're apps that I think, when was it? Around Christmas time, we were talking about what's that one thing that you want that you got the idea about from a YouTube video or an app.
Yeah.
And some of those apps they were referring to talked about money, but not in the best way. So
remember that any app you put your child on is going to start to teach habits and values. And if you're not involved as a parent, the values and the habits may not be aligned with yours. So choose an app like FamZoo that requires you to be involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easier to set habits early on than to change them later. So make sure you're involved in whatever app you get your kid engaged in.
I love that. All right, Susan, how can we find you, follow you, and get that Saving Spree? Oh, I almost said Spending Spree app. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
People can go to my blog, susanbeacham.com, and you can read my point of view on things as well. Then if you get truly inspired, go back to our website, moneysavvy.com. Take a look at the tools we have there that help you get this conversation started. And Saving Spree, actually, there's a link to it there.
Awesome. Thank you, Susan.
Welcome.